Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College prepares for next step in accreditation process. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. By March of 2024, the plan is for the Gillette Community College District to submit its letter of intent to file eligibility for accreditation, according to the Gillette News Record. Gillette College President Janelle Oberlander said the reason we're waiting until March is because when we hit that trigger, we have 1 year to complete the next step. She told the board at their regular meeting last week, part of the next step is having 3 years of audit and 3 years worth of data, and so it's really just timing. This step toward accreditation comes after the district submitted its initial accreditation application in June and interviewed with the members of the Higher Learning Commission, the state's accrediting body for higher education, at the end of August. Last month, local officials received a letter from the commission, which started a 2-year countdown to submit their intent to file for eligibility. By filing in March, the district will fulfill that countdown and begin another 1-year countdown. March of 2025 would then be the next deadline where officials would need to submit their letter of eligibility to the commission. Oberlander said, could this be submitted sooner? Could the eligibility filing be completed before March 25th? I believe it will be, but it gives us that cushion to make sure that we have the data in place. Lummis expresses concerns over President Biden's funding request. Last week, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis expressed her concerns after President Joe Biden sent Congress a $100 billion funding request to provide aid to Ukraine and Israel. Senator Lummis said the Biden administration should not use the crisis in Israel and our desire to help our strongest ally to get additional funding for Ukraine across the finish line, especially as people in Wyoming struggle to afford record-breaking inflation rates. The wars we're seeing unfold in both Israel and Ukraine are heartbreaking, but they are two separate conflicts, and the aid we give one country should not be contingent on another. Last week, Lummis joined eight of her colleagues in sending a letter to Senate leadership requesting that aid packages for Israel and Ukraine be voted on separately. Congress has already provided $113 billion in U.S. taxpaying money to Ukraine. With our national debt of $33 trillion, Lummis has concerns over continuing to spend billions of dollars on foreign assistance without a means to pay for it at a time when there are real issues facing the American people, including the southern border crisis and record high inflation due to the government's excessive spending. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.